The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is the beginning of our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. Zechariah wrote, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones." My dear friends in Christ, Zechariah was someone who served in two offices in Israel for the Jewish people. He served as a prophet and a priest. And as a prophet, it was his job to share the word of God with the people, to preach law and gospel, to show sin, to point to the coming Savior. And it was also his job as a priest then to offer sacrifices at the temple for the sake of the people. He was born in Babylon, and he would go to Palestine after the Babylonian captivity was over, and it was his job then, his assignment from the Lord to serve as the people's prophet and priest. It was his job to serve the people during this time when they were settling back in the land, and they were supposed to be rebuilding Jerusalem and especially the temple of God. But when the people came back to Jerusalem, the resettling process was something that was a struggle, and part of the reason for that is that they were a small group. Most of the Jews did remain in Babylon. It was just a small remnant that returned. And well, the fact of the matter is, because it was a small remnant like that, it was a struggle for them to deal with their enemies who were attacking them. And also, it was a struggle for them because, they were often distracted by taking care of their own personal settling in the land instead of first focusing on rebuilding the temple of the Lord. Well, Zechariah's job, his job then was to encourage and to build up that small returning remnant that often was apathetic and discouraged in its efforts to get things going there in Palestine, rebuilding Jerusalem, rebuilding the temple. Our reading, though, is ultimately an encouragement from the Lord, encouraging the people, even though it doesn't exactly start out sounding that way. When the Lord talks here about striking the shepherd, but he's talking about striking the shepherd to save the sheep. The Lord Almighty says, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me." With these words, the Lord Almighty, God the Father, is saying, awake, or saying, now finally is the time for me to act. You know, God had made that promise back in the Garden of Eden that he was going to send the seed of the woman to crush the serpent's head. Well, it's getting closer now. Well, the prophet Zechariah, that was after the Babylonian captivity, about 500 years yet before Jesus would come. But he's saying, the time's coming close, that I'm going to send my son, and he's going to take care of working out the salvation of the world. I'm going to send my son, the good shepherd, and the sword is going to go after him, he's saying. He's going to face the wrath of God and pay the wages of sin, which is death, for you and for me. God, the Son, is the man who is close to the Father, as it describes it here. Jesus is God the Father's dearly loved Son, but what God the Father was going to do is he was going to strike his Son with the sword of the cross to accomplish our salvation. The prophet Isaiah said of Jesus, "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." God the Father was striking the shepherd to save the sheep, to save you and me. And it's always amazing for us to think about God the Father striking the shepherd, attacking, rejecting, abandoning, forsaking his son, his dearly loved son, for sinners like us. But that's just what God the Father was doing, striking the shepherd to save us, the sheep. The Lord Almighty said, "Strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones." Jesus actually quoted those words on Maundy Thursday evening, on the night before his crucifixion. Jesus said, "This very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." Jesus was attacked and he was arrested on Maundy Thursday evening in the Garden of Gethsemane. The disciples fled, and well, God the Father said, "I will turn my hand against the little ones." Here we can think of those disciples being scattered, of all Jesus' followers being scattered from the Savior, being scattered from all Jesus' followers. They're the little ones there. But they were all scattered from Jesus because, well, what Jesus had to do is he had to accomplish our salvation totally on his own. We couldn't help him. If we wanted to, we couldn't help him. We can do nothing to help our Savior and his work for our salvation, but he did do everything for our salvation. Oh, the Jews, they did have their struggles when they returned from Babylon to the land of Palestine. It was a struggle for them to reestablish their nation in Palestine. It was a struggle for them to rebuild Jerusalem, to rebuild the temple of God. And, well, we seem to struggle so much in this world ourselves, living in this sinful world, a sinful world that's becoming more and more against the gospel, against what the Word of God has to say. The struggles for us in these last days are going to become greater and greater all the time. We're going to struggle with that, but thankfully, we don't have to struggle with trying to work out our salvation, because Jesus, he took care of our salvation completely for us. There at the cross, we see God the Father striking the shepherd to save the sheep. And when we think about what happened there, we're so troubled by the fact that our sins made it necessary for Jesus to face the sword of the cross, to endure the wages of sin, which is death. And we do seek the Holy Spirit's help to fight against the sin that's in our lives. But we're so thankful. We're so thankful that Jesus was ready to and did endure the wrath of God so that you and I don't have to. So that you and I don't have to, because you and I could never do, could never begin to do what Jesus so graciously and perfectly did for us. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we're troubled by our sins. We're troubled that we made it necessary for you to strike the shepherd, Jesus, our good shepherd, to save us, your sheep. But we're so thankful that you love us so much that you sacrificed your son for us. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.